Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosrow Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir Al Sadr.
He was born in Qadhimiyya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahrudi was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners. You are listening to the program The Teacher, an analysis on the thoughts, biographies, and the works of the most outstanding Muslim dignitaries all across the nation of Islam, the world of Islam. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Ziyaniyah. Sheikh Ziyaniyah, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sheikh Mahdavi, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about an outstanding figure who is known as the leader of the Shiites of Nigeria. He was directly affected by the Islamic Revolution of Iran and the late Imam Khomeini, and he converted into the Shia Islam. And in today's world, he is the source of benefit for so many of the Muslim Shia preachers in Africa, especially in Nigeria. He's no one but Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki. Okay, let's start with you, Sheikh Mahdavi. Give us some information about the early life of Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki was born on 5 May 1953. According to lunar calendar, it was 15th of Sha'ban, 1372. He was born in Zaria, Kaduna State, and then he attended the provincial Arabic school in Zaria. The school for Arabic studies, and as it is narrated, he had some meeting with Imam Khomeini before the revolution of Iran, and by the revolution he converted to Shia Islam, and after his conversion and embracing Shia Islam, he initiated a lot of school and the Islamic movement of Nigeria,
really?
Which is especially for the Shia Islam or Shia followers in Nigeria. So he initiated more than 300 schools in which he was enabled to nurture and cultivate students, a new generation of Shia people over there. Because we have the followers of Ahlul Bayt all around the African continent. But to know about Shia Islam perfectly well, all imams, all rulings, this is something that compared to other religions or to compare to the followers of other sects like Sunnis and yes, other things, it's really few. But in Nigeria, we have the real version of Shia Islam, meaning that they believe in 12 imams. They are believing in the concept of marja'i taqlid. They have to follow a marja'i taqlid. And all these acquaintances took place through the leadership of Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki, which we can say, according to the history, it has started from 1979 and it's still continuing, even though there were a lot of attack and there were a lot of suffering, yes, specifically during the last, yes, decade.
Okay, we'll get to, we can say, those events which took place in Nigeria, killing so many people, including the sons of Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki.
Sure.
And is it true that more than 12 million people converted to Shia Islam because of him, Sheikh Ziyaniyah?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before this, I should mention that because I had some discussion with a person that had a meeting with Sheikh Zakzaki, and mm-hmm, he had a travel, tablighi travel to Zaria in 2013. He was saying that the quotation is from him, that Sheikh Zakzaki went to meet with Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi.
Okay.
And there were some discussion between these two. And then Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi gave a copy of Holy Quran, mm-hmm, to Sheikh Zakzaki and told him and addressed him, go and preach Islam in your country with this Quran.
Mm-hmm.
And with the bless and barakah of the Holy Quran, after 20, 30 years, we witnessed the population at least 12 million. Of course, some people, they estimate the number of 20 million Shia followers over there. That is, without any doubt, the biggest number of Shia population in Africa continent.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So, with the blessings of the Holy Quran, this movement started, and the Sheikh Zakzaki, as the head of Islamic movement in Nigeria, is known today. As my brother mentioned, the troops invaded the celebration and gatherings that they were having in the month of Ramadan. They had some demonstration in Quds Day, that is the last Friday of the month of Ramadan, in 2014 in Zaria. And this, demonstration was taking place more than 6-7 years in that place. But at that year, the troops attacked the demonstration and killed about 35 people, amongst which are three sons of the Sheikh Zakzaki. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our audiences, they may find the video clip in the internet.
Yes.
That the Sheikh is reciting Talqin for his own three sons, naming them, and these bodies are laid, in the graves.
Wow.
And he is sitting above the grave and reciting Talqin for his own sons. This is really moving.
Yeah, moving and difficult for father, that's right.
Yeah. So these 35 were killed.
Okay.
And the Sheikh himself, after some months, was imprisoned illegally for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he was detained. He and his wife were detained. And, he was injured. His eyes were going to be blind, but they were not letting him out of prison to have treatment. And when, after 6 years, they allowed him, they sent him to India.
That's
of
right.
course, it was sponsored by some, merchants, Shia merchants, the expenses of the travel. But the security officers, they didn't let him to the hospital that they
yes.
were supposed to go. They directed them to another hospital. And Sheikh Zakzaki rejected. After 3 days, again, they returned back to Nigeria and to the prison. And recently, after more 6 years imprisonment, illegal imprisonment, a court in Nigeria declared that Sheikh Zakzaki must not be in prison and detainment
anymore. He was freed and exonerated from all the wrong accusations, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, he was acquitted by the end.
By the end, that's yeah. right. Okay.
But they are not allowing him even now
mm-hmm.
to quit from Nigeria
okay.
for having treatment, medical treatment mm-hmm. for his disease that he is facing with.
That's a right, really a source of benefit. He lost three sons or six sons?
Actually, six sons of Sheikh Zakzaki were killed by Nigerian army. In the history of Nigeria, specifically during the last decade, two very grieving incidents took place, which even our listener can Google it and yes. look it up under the name of 2014 Quds Massacre, 2015 massacre. Both took place in Nigeria. As
one
my
of them
brother,
was in Muharram and the other one in Quds Day, isn't it?
Yes, okay. The second one. So as my brother mentioned, in Quds Day massacre, the official numbers that they announced, it was something around 35. But for 2015 massacre, above 375 people.
Wow.
And this is besides the bodies that were buried anonymously, without telling their names.
Oh.
They are saying that equal to this number. So above 700 people were killed. To the extent that we see that all these human rights organizations that barely they may stay inside or they may stay with the side of Shia or people, like oppressed people of the world, they denounced the army of Nigeria and they said that these actually you have to stop attacking
right.
Shia minority in your country. So Sheikh Zakzaki, he lost six of his son, and overall he's got nine children.
Okay.
And for now, he's only left with one son and two daughters.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. And it was a really sadful incident to the extent yes. that many officials, including Maraje and the politicians,
yes.
took a very harsh stance by denouncing what Nigerian army and Nigerian government did upon Shia community over there. Even in Iran, President Rouhani, they called for the ambassador of Nigeria in order to denounce the rights of actually the attack against the Shia minority in Nigeria.
That's all right. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, you know, called Ibrahim Zakzaki as the most oppressed ones in the world who try to, as a believer or a faithful person who tries to achieve proximity between the religions in a peaceful manner. And this was what Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said about him in the Islamic Unity Conference in Tehran, referring to the incidents which took place in Nigeria and Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki. Really, you know, sacrificing your family and your, especially family members, for your main cause, which is preaching Islam and the Shia Islam in Nigeria, which are backed, I think, by the Saudis' money, isn't it?
Yeah, as Sheikh
himself says that.
He himself is saying that this is the result of Saudi support
yes.
to the army of Nigeria.
Nigeria, that's all right. Okay.
Because of the enmity that this government
yes.
has upon the Shia.
Especially Wahhabism, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Because more than 12 million people converted into Shia Islam, a good community over there, and the Jafariya school of thought and the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. And for sure the Wahhabis, you know, with their money, with the petrol money, you know, they try their best in order to stop it. They are not successful, of course.
Of course, we should mention that this is not the case that we think that, okay, Sheikh Zakzaki's efforts are all going toward, you know, changing people mm-hmm. from Sunni into Shia.
No.
Because his own brother now is a Sunni
yes.
person.
Yes.
And whenever Sheikh went to visit him, Sheikh Zakzaki was performing his salat behind his
brother. Yes.
That he was Sunni. He yes. is Sunni even now.
But being Sunni is different from being yes. a Wahhabi, you know, and being extremist. And yeah. and this is the way. Yet peaceful talks and peaceful dialogues and the conversation. And many of the Sunni brethren have respect for the members of the Ahlul Bayt, for Imam Al Hussein, and these ceremonies all around the world.
For sure. Okay. You know, and that's the point that Wahhabis, they don't want people be aware of.
Yes.
That Sunni and Shia, they are not having problem with each other.
Yes.
They are all Muslims. But Wahhabis, they try to, you know, broadcast their Salafi and Takfiri
yes.
beliefs.
Yes.
And they are saying that whoever is not following us is infidel.
Okay.
And we should know that Sheikh established about 300 Islamic schools all over mm-hmm. Nigeria and some countries other than Nigeria.
That's right.
And he established the institution of Ash-Shuhada to follow up the affairs regarding the children of martyrs and the orphans.
Yes.
And he also established the Az-Zahra Charity Institution to serve social services and to give, you know, services to people who are poor and they are in need of medical services or different services that they are in need of.
Okay.
So he was not trying to change beliefs,
yes.
but he was trying to change the, you know, poor situation of the people that they were living at Nigeria. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and mm-hmm. give barakah to his activities even more.
Inshallah. Yes, the humanitarian, you know, actions
yes.
and the deeds that he did in the Nigeria are really beautiful. So many humanitarian organizations were not successful in achieving such, you know, good results that he did through all these years by the name of religion, the peaceful dialogues and establishing dialogues between denominations over there, so many people converting and really reviving some of the rituals through the month of Muharram and the holy month of Ramadan in Nigeria on different occasions. And this is really, I think, beautiful. And he made the greatest sacrifice that a person can make, you know. Six of the sons were martyred on this path. He is backed by the Maraje and by the Shia leaders now all around the world.
I just wanted to mention one point. We have to see in response to this movement which took place and the embracing Shiism among Nigerian local people, in response to this, we see Boko Haram was created by Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
And now, what is the fruit of creation or what is the fruit of creating Boko Haram there? And what was the fruit of having such a large movement
Islamic
of Shiism?
Islamic movement of Nigeria.
So now they are Boko Haram, as you know, in their local language means education is banned or forbidden.
Yes.
So they're against humanism, they're against modernism, everything. And this is all backed by Wahhabism. So wherever they go, we see all filthy fruit of their actually family. When they go to Syria, we see Daesh.
Yes.
And when it goes to Africa, we see the African branch of Daesh, which is called Boko Haram, and they are taking or recruiting people from here and there. And all people, even non-Muslims, witness that the fruit of Daesh everywhere is actually violence.
That's
nothing than violence.
And people like Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki are really after peace and making peace over there, but with the language of religion and the teachings of the Shia Islam, which is really beautiful and which is really working over there. May Allah prolong his life and may Allah protect him. Thank you very much, Sheikh Mahtavi and Sheikh Ziyaniya, for your presence in the program, The Teacher. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. For more information, visit our website at parstory.com/Shian Call of Islam page. You can download for free all our previous episodes of the program, The Teacher. To another episode, God bless you. Afi Amanallah. Mu'allim.